Joined now by TSU football coach Rod Reed. Rod, hello.
Morning, guys.
Hey, let's before we look ahead, obviously Saturday, 2 o'clock, Hale Stadium, Arkansas Pine Bluff, 1:30 the pregame on 102.1 FM. But last Saturday night, the 30th annual Southern Heritage Classic, you go into it with Octavius Battle, who was essentially your fourth string quarterback when he started training camp. Your starter this season, Cameron Rosendahl, gets hurt at MTSU. Michael Hughes, who has extensive starting experience, he comes in, he gets hurt at MTSU. Rosendahl has to come back. So you go to Memphis, starting Battle with Rosendahl maybe available and Michael Hughes unavailable. Does that set the scene pretty much of where you went into that game?
Yeah, it does. It does. And we were gimped up on defense a little bit. You know, Deshaun Bryant, we thought he'd be able to play in that game, and he wasn't able to play. And, again, we were still missing DeJure Nesbitt. But Dom Williams was able to come back and play. So I think we'll get healthy at the right time. I think Deshaun is back up this week defensively, and that'll help us tremendously because we had to start two freshmen in that linebacker last week, Michael Bond and Niall Love. So hopefully, you know, Deshaun is back up to full speed or close there to it, and we can get rid of some of those defensive woes we had in the run game.
How do you go in the weekend with your quarterback situation?
I think, you know, Cam will be up and ready. He hasn't taken a bunch of first-team reps this week because he's still banged up pretty bad. You know, he's been getting treatment. He said it feels a little bit better. So we'll monitor him a little bit more today. You know, Octavius is just getting better with reps. You know, even though he was here for camp, he was out with the toe infection for the first 3 weeks of camp. He didn't practice till the first week of the game. So I think we know that he'll continue to get better with the more reps he takes. So we're really unsure right now at the quarterback situation or what it'll be. But if Cam is up and ready to go, we'll go with Cam. If not, we'll have to do the same situation we did last week.
One thing I know that you pointed out after the game, certainly the rush defense and your third down defense, both are something the last couple games that you really want to improve here going into this game.
Absolutely. We got to do a better job of we got them in third down situations a lot. You know, they were 10 and 14 on third downs. We've got to be able to convert on third down and get off the field. If we're able to convert and get the ball back in our offensive hands, you know, different ball game. But, you know, be that as it may, we've gone back to the drawing board. We're not doing a whole lot different. But, you know, we've got to improve on some technique things. I think there were some opportunities there to get off the field, and we didn't take advantage of them. So the guys worked really hard this week. We've had a good week of practice. So we just want to get back out there and get that bitter taste out of our mouth.
You know, this is a unique season for you. You're in your 10th year. You have six home games, two at Nissan Stadium, four at the Hole, Hale Stadium. This Saturday, obviously, with Arkansas Pine Bluff, as I mentioned, 2 o'clock kickoff. And we've talked about this before, but it's just how unique it is to have and how fun it is to have college football games on campus, especially at the Hole.
Yeah, it's great. It's going to be great. It'll be a great atmosphere, and our kids are excited about playing at home. So we just can't wait.
Tell me about Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Well, they're putting up a bunch of numbers, I can tell you that. You know, they're over 400 yards or 450 in total offensive game, and they run and pass the ball. They'll play two quarterbacks. They've got two or three good running backs and two good receivers. And one of the receivers we recruited, the Miller kid, and the other kids are transferred from Missouri, I believe, and they try to get the ball in their hands. And so we've got to be real meticulous about what we're doing, and we got to know where those guys are on the field. But the main thing is we're going to have to go in there. I know their mindset got to be to come in and run the ball, so we've got to be able to have our rush defense ready to go.
TSU football coach Rod Reed with us this morning.
Coach, any idea just to go with the quarterback situation, just to go single wing with Chris Rowland? I mean, the guy, 234 all-purpose yards a game. What a fantastic season he's having.
Well, that's a thought. It's always been a thought of mine. Just put him in the Wildcat and let him go to work. And Chris, man, he's been electric this season. And, you know, we knew that coming in, if we could get the ball in their hands, him and Newbold. And I think we'll have Jatavius Harris back up this week, who's a real speed guy that can stretch the field. We knew we could have something special over there. So we got to continue to find ways to get those two guys to football. And, you know, Chris can take it, you know, from a 2-yard gain to a 100-yard gain easy. And so we've got to find ways to continue to get him the ball. And if you just watch him in practice, he's the hardest worker. I was leaving practice yesterday, and him and Cam were still up there throwing, you know, trying to get timing down and things like that. So those are the kind of guys that you know are going to be ready week in and week out.
You know, it's funny. I've watched a lot of college football the first 3 weeks of the season, but Roland has that burst. There's a lot of guys that are fast, Coach, but he has this burst that I haven't seen in college football this year. And like the screen pass against MTSU and the 96-yard run there, I think the world of that young man, and I think he is a talent, and I just want to see him do better and better. And so far he's proven everybody right with the all-purpose yards a game. 234 all-purpose yards a game is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you have the return ability that he has, and you know, his route running and skill set that he has with catching the ball and making people miss, you got a special person there. So hopefully, like I said, we can continue to get him the ball. And you know, we know at some point, and they did it last week, they're going to try to get some people over the top of him to try to curtail what we're doing. And that's when you get a guy like Newbold that'll catch, you know, 8, 10, 11 passes to be able to take the pressure off of him a little.
You proud of your team's fight so far? I know things haven't gone the way you won the last 2 weeks, but it seems like your team's just fighting and fighting.
Without question. I think every game we've had our opportunities. Even in the MTSU game, you know, that game was till 6 minutes left in the game. It was a five or six-point game there. So, you know, in the Jackson State game, get one spot, one stop, it's a different story. And if you don't have a special team snafu, you know, it's a different story. But those things happen in football. You know, you can't go back and change it. We've just got to continue to get better week to week. And we'll get some guys back in the fold that I think that can help us on the defensive side of the ball and offensively. You know, we should be getting Andrew Knox back here in a week or so. So those are additions that can really help us.
TSU football coach Rod Reed, 2 o'clock with the kickoff at Hale Stadium, 1:30 the pregame. You can listen to it on 102.1 FM. And also the HBCU tailgate tour. I know you don't care any about that because obviously, you know, well, you can get out there. But it's coming to town as part of this and everything, and just still the importance of playing these HBCUs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's important. That's important for our heritage. Our crowd, our fan base, they love that. So we're excited to be playing, especially at home, against a quality HBCU opponent.
Well, and this is the – you would really like to see, obviously, Chris Rowland and everything, and you how in those first 2 years, Stephen Newbold, the opposite side receiver. It's really neat to see – and I know Stephen was dinged up so much, but both of those in their senior year, both Rowland and Newbold, what they are doing and what they – the pressures they put, I mean, because they really complement each other with what they bring to your passing game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're different type receivers. Now, both of them have the ability to make you miss an open space. But, I mean, Newbold just has – he has the uncanny ability to make tough grabs. You know, you watch him, some of the catches that he makes are pretty unbelievable. But like I said, you know, to some people, you know, it looks tough. But, you know, we see it every day in practice, and we know what he's capable of. And Chris, you know, he's just electric. You know, you find ways to get the ball in his hands.
Well, and he's first – I'm just looking at the stats. He's first in the country in all-purpose yardage. So, certainly – and I want to ask you this. I know the answer, but Saturday night, the game starts with Jackson State returning the opening kickoff 100 yards. Chris Rowland answers going 96 yards. You ever been part of a game, player, assistant, head coach now 10 years, where the game opens up with back-to-back kickoff returns from that distance?
No, you know, we've opened it up before with a kickoff return, but not back-to-back. So that tells us that we have a great kickoff return unit, and, you know, they're doing a really good job. But we've got to shore up our kickoff team, and we got to get Mosley to get those things out of the end zone. I think he kind of spoils us a little bit, and I don't know that we gave our best effort running down, but I've never been a part of a game where it opened up with back-to-back returns.
What do you do? At that moment, you're back what? Well, it's 0-0. Here we go.
That's
again.
Exactly what I said in my mind, Greg, when that happened. We're back to 0-0.
I don't know which would be better to have it done first or second. I think you'd rather answer, hadn't you? Yeah, I don't know.
Absolutely. Because that first one, I mean, if you do it first, it kind of takes the air out of the momentum, because you tell you're in the locker room saying, hey, the game is going to be decided. You know, who's going to set the tone first? And they actually came out and set the tone, but we were able to counter on the very next kickoff, which, you know, got our spirits back up real quick.
Yeah, and 25 seconds into the game, I was ready for a nap. I mean, it was good to get to 48,000 at that. I know we've talked a lot about that, Rod, but 48,000 plus at that event and everything. And I know you're going to have a good turnout. How have you been handling the weather this week? It's just, well, the last few weeks, obviously, just with the heat.
I mean, it's tough. You just got to tell you guys to continue to hydrate. You got to make sure that, you know, you're eating and fueling your body, because you get out there in that sun and you can get drained and get dehydrated really, really quick. So we've been talking hydration with our guys, and I think we may take it. We practice outside every day this week. We may go inside today, you know, just to kind of get our legs back a little bit and get a break from the weather. But it has not been as humid the last 2 days as it was on Monday and Tuesday.
All right. Well, Rod, we'll see you Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Go Big Blue.